This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we enter year three of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and as tensions have more than boiled over in the Middle East, we can't help but realize the impact these events are going to have on our farms. Now, maybe not directly, but indirectly as we look to get supplies. These disputes throw off demand and shipping, and especially in pirate-infested waters. It also means supplies could be harder to come by as well, especially when we rely on shipments from Africa and other Middle Eastern countries for fertilizers, and those pirate-infested waters are not doing us any good. We'll hear more about the situation and the fertilizer market next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
Josh Linville is Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX. He gives us his appraisal of the situation we're in globally as we're getting into that 2024 growing season as it pertains to the fertilizer we need to grow our crops.
Well, the nitrogen sector had a little bit of a hickey here this weekend in the terms of something that, again, had no direct impact on the nitrogen markets, but it's something that could happen. And that was the attack on a U.S. Jordan base that ended up with three military members dead, dozens injured. And the reason this is important for nitrogen is that it is coming from the rebels based in Syria, and now we're waiting for the response from the U.S. And we're wondering, is this just another physical attack back on the Houthi rebels and it stays there? Is this a physical attack on them and then sanctions on Iran, and whether that will or will not include sanctions on urea exports from Iran? They're a major exporter when they're able to export. Or is there a more direct conflict in the worst because Iran has been back in this group, or at least linked to it?
Shipping, of course, is the main concern as they're having to make longer trips and having to navigate some dangerous waters. Military intervention from the United States and elsewhere is on the rise as we've seen this uptick in piracy going wholesale.
The worry is if all of a sudden we have to start talking about a storyline that considers the inability to transit vessels through the Persian Gulf or the Strait of Hormuz, the world will focus on oil shipments. But from our marketplace, from a nitrogen standpoint, there are millions upon millions of tons of urea exports that come from that body of water, from the countries that surround that body of water. And if all of a sudden Iran starts taking shots at vessels, you start to shut down those exports, the global S&D for urea changes drastically overnight. The market's going to respond to that, and that's probably going to be in a higher stance.
Now, according to Linville, right now things are still pretty manageable. However, the markets don't look at what's happening. They look at what could happen. A lot of the trading is speculated on what is the worst-case scenario, especially as tensions fluctuate. Linville talks about what's happening.
Nobody wants a regional war, and it's just one of those situations that might happen. And in terms of what we can do, it's still one of those situations. I think we need to be a little more on top of things going into the spring. What I mean by that, it does not mean you have to buy everything right now or you won't get it, because, you know, we've cried wolf on that story so many times. I think we've got a good start on imports. I think we've got a good supply of product to get the thing started. But there's also a lot of risk associated with this. I think it's still now more than ever important to make sure we're having conversations with our retailer, with our supplier.
That again was Josh Linville of StoneX. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.